Good morning, everyone. I am your ridiculously photogenic host, John Henry from JohnHenry.us, and this is The Morning Message. We want to get right into it today. I ran across a tweet this morning. For those of you who are not visual here, the tweet reads, "So Morning Joe is having Ro Khanna on to tell them why he won't vote for the deal. Ro, the wannabe member of the squad. He's the male Cori Bush. Says a lot of nothing. Cannot stand any of them." This person... not your friend. This person is someone who is seeding arguments against the left while pretending to be on the left, agitating for unnecessary and cruel compromises that leave millions of Americans in the lurch in the name of bipartisanship. From a progressive perspective, there is no reason at all for a deal because we're not putting anything remotely radical or controversial on the table aside from the saccharine controversy stirred up by the fascists. If the power core of the Democratic Party had your best interests in mind, they would be fighting tooth and nail for everything we need. Student loan forgiveness, publicly funded health care and higher education. Put a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage is the top line in the budget, just so the GOP has to waste time arguing about that and the rest of it goes through unchallenged. That's the way they play. So... why not? There's zero reason to compromise with the fascists here other than that power core's unwillingness to push for the spending we actually need. This tweet is from somebody trying to gaslight the progressive left out of pushing for substantive reform and improvement of our systems. Whether they know that's what they're doing or not is not relevant. It's what they're doing. Call them out. Don't let them normalize the idea that effective social programs are a pipe dream. One more thing real quick, a follow-up. Over the weekend, I published a new article in Medium. Disclosure, I may make a few cents from people reading it, but it's not paywalled. And it provides a broad survey-level examination of a huge network of anti-Western social media and web pages that are trolling right now super hard for traffic in a variety of ways, targeting folks who may be particularly vulnerable to disinformation and manipulation, including boomers and U.S. military personnel and their families with fascist propaganda. I've now followed up on that officially by doing what I could to get it in front of the face of the Senate Homeland Security Commission and Governmental Affairs Committee. We will see what they do with it. My approach would be to rip the mask off the whole thing, and now let's sit down and talk about why Americans are so extraordinarily vulnerable to fascist propaganda and do something to address that problem directly with the American people. And I mean like a two-hour network broadcast interruption for a national class on information literacy, followed by an all-out comprehensive initiative to inoculate the American people against the viruses of hate and autocracy, just as we do any other virus, and expecting, of course, the same pushback from the same tragically benighted folks who refuse to vaccinate or mask up in response to COVID because they just aren't capable of accepting that they've been taken in by this, and so they'll pretend it didn't happen. Remember, just because they're wearing your colors or they look like you doesn't mean they're on your team. That's your morning message for today. I am and have been and will be John Henry from JohnHenry.us. Don't forget, everything I do here depends on your support. So if you can, swing by the website /money. My PayPal account is on my YouTube page. There's all sorts of ways that you could pitch in a couple of bucks to help me keep doing what I'm doing. Thank you very much. Have a great day. And I will see you tomorrow with the morning message.